What is it about you, about what it is that you provide, that will make you stand out from the competition?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to make it in life, you got to make know your vitamin. You've got to know every no brings you a step closer to a yes. Anybody can stop because someone said no. But there's something in you, in your heart of hearts, that's saying, I'm not a quitter. There's something in you that says, I've got the will to do it. There's something in you that says, I'm going to find a way. People who could help you out and won't help you out because they know too much about you and they don't believe, they can't see this new you. Don't allow those negative naysayers, the people who are suffering from possibility blindness, to stop you. Detoxify your life. Let all the negative people in your life go. Can I change them? No. It's a full-time job changing yourself. You are not like everybody else. You can walk outside and find pigeons, but if you're looking for eagles, it's going to take you a minute. You are different. And as you think about your goals and dreams, your personal goals, your financial goals, and whatever that number is, I want you to multiply it 100 times. And I want to warn you, don't ask yourself how you're going to do it. How is none of your business. I just want you to listen to me. You have something special. You have greatness within you. You have the ability to do more than anything you can ever begin to imagine. You have million-dollar ideas, billion-dollar ideas in you. There are people waiting to hear your voice. You have a vision of yourself doing more, achieving more, taking care of your family, making your mark, leaving a legacy. You were born to be successful. Is it easy? Of course it's not easy. It's challenging. It requires patience. It requires persistence. It requires a willingness to do whatever is required to create a new life for yourself.
Don't be afraid to close your eyes and dream, but then open your eyes and see. For a lot of people, the distance between their dreams and their reality is intimidating, and they get stuck. They get paralyzed, just like I was in that marathon. And the only way forward is to be real about what it's going to take for you to achieve those dreams. You have to be honest with yourself. You have to tell yourself the truth. You have to tell yourself the truth of what it's going to take for you to be successful. You cannot achieve success without failure.
That's why you are here. There's a voice in you that is said, I can do this. There's something in you, in your heart of hearts, that said, I'm not going to let anybody pull my strings. It said, I'm going to control my own personal economy. It said, I've got a dream I want to achieve. I want my children to have a choice of the kind of education that they want. That said, I am the captain of my ship. That said, I'm going to control my destiny. And whatever it takes, I'm willing to do the work. There was something in you that said, I've got to make this happen. There's something in you that said, there's a bigger life waiting for me, calling my name. There's something in you that says, I'm on my way to a greater life.
I want you to remember 3 things. Number one, I want you to never be afraid to make a decision. Be decisive. Don't be afraid to fail. Be fearless. Number 2, I want you to remember the power of you. You gotta feel that power. You got to believe in that power. You have that power, trust me. And last but not least, number three, can't stop, won't stop.
The most important element is for you to be able to do this, to be able to establish, most importantly, where you really are in your life today. Where are you? And where do you really want to go? What's going to create this extraordinary life? And to look at it brand new. Because some of you right now, if you continue the direction you're going, are going to be successful and unfulfilled, unhappy, and stressed.
One of the most important things any human being can do is rise above being human. From an evolutionary perspective, the mind is developed to keep you safe. The mind has developed certain algorithms that made sense from an evolutionary perspective. It made sense when what we had to worry about was being eaten by a lion jumping out of the bushes, but it no longer makes sense in a modern context. And when you allow the fear of being ostracized, when you allow the fear of stepping outside of your comfort zone, when you allow the fear of failure to hold you back, that's when people stay small. That's when people never really build the life that they were meant to live, because they're always, from a chemical standpoint, they're allowing themselves to be held back by their very humanity, by the very thing that got us here. But once you realize that now, in a modern context, you can take control of the evolution of your own mind, you can leverage the fact that what humans are, what makes us great, isn't what got us here. It's our ability to adapt. It's our ability to look around at the environment that we live in now and saying, how can I shape myself to make sense in this world? And the truth of being a human isn't just that you're going to feel fear. It's that you can overcome that fear. It's that you can, on a conscious level, literally manipulate your subconscious mind into growing stronger, into feeding you emotions that will make you feel confident, into building the confidence that you need in order to face the difficult things, in order to face the things that you're most afraid of. And in fact, if you're goal-oriented, if you're trying to build something that really matters, if you're trying to be an agent of change, if you're actually trying to have impact in this world, the thing that you're gonna have to focus on is overcoming those lesser impulses. It's going to be building a mindset that is unbeatable. It's going to be finding a way to do the things you least wanna do and asking yourself one simple question. What do my goals demand? What am I trying to do? What am I trying to build? Who am I trying to become? Once you understand that, then you can work backwards. You can see what the path to execution is. And along the way, anytime that fear rears its ugly head, anytime you feel crippled by failure, anytime that you land smack dab on your face, if your goal demands that you get up, if your goal demands that you push through that, if your goal demands that you crush that fear down and find a way to build the confidence that you need to keep doing, then that's what you're gonna do. And being able to leverage the fact that we as humans are adaptation machines, I know at times it feels like what we really are is failure machines. We're fear mongers. But at the end of the day, what makes us great is our ability to change. And once you understand that, once you understand only you can hold you back, you may not be able to stop yourself from feeling fear, but you can stop yourself from giving into it. You may not be able to stop yourself from failing, but you can stop yourself from giving into it. It all comes down to how you react. It all comes down to what you decide you're going to do. So whether you feel fear or not is irrelevant. It comes down to what you do on the other side of that. And at the end of the day, that's all that matters. Courage is not the absence of fear. It's rising up in the face of it, according to Mark Twain. And so if we can all do that and have the courage to act, even in the face of fear, then you can do something extraordinary with your life. And that's it. That is what people hunger for. They want to do something. They want their time on this earth to be felt. They want to echo. They want to have mattered. But you're never going to be able to do that unless you can first overcome fear. But that ultimately is in your control. So take advantage of that. Push yourself, develop, force yourself to become that vision of who you know you can become. And if that demands overcoming fear, then overcome it.